All right, good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs, where we listen to all kinds of styles of my music, varying from classic rock to acid rock to new wave punk, rockabilly, pop music, mood music, and all kinds of stuff. Today, I've got a special guest in the studio again. I got Val. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to see you again out here. And we're featuring one of her favorite bands, Blondie. We're going to listen to Parallel Lines.
People might remember Parallel Lines for her more of the disco-type songs. And that's the one that they used to play in the Dallas scene a lot back in the 70s.
Yeah, that's right. Parallel Lines featured their hit single, Heart of Glass. That's right, Heart of Glass, one of their hit singles, is on this LP. This is their third LP, Parallel Lines, their third studio LP of Blondie. Blondie, an American band, starting out with Deborah Harry and Chris Stein, who come from a previous band. Deborah Harry being a former waitress and Playboy Bunny. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But she was so pretty, I can believe it, though.
Yeah. She was a member of the band The Wind in the Willows back in the late 60s. And then she and Chris Stein were actually the founders, and they got together after he joined the Stilettos as a guitarist, and then he formed a relationship with her.
What was really interesting is that they were much bigger in, you know, England than here, and that nobody really took them seriously until this album, Parallel, which was, I think, one of their third album?
Yes, that's right. Parallel Albums being their third LP and bringing them to the forefront of American popularity, even though they were an American band. So, how about that? Anyways, Heart of Glass, one of their hits, and Call Me, also.
Yeah, I remember dancing to Call Me. They at the discos, that's what it was called back then. They would always play Call Me.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, let's get into side A right now of Blondie's Parallel Lines right here on Brad's Vinyl.
I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just had to call.
Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? I'm gonna win ya, I'm gonna get ya, get ya.
Like an apple. We'll be right back.
Well, I don't know. Do you know? I know, but you don't know. Do you know? You
don't I don't know.
That was kind of a fun song. I know, but I don't know. I'm Brad of the Bone. Got Val in the studio here enjoying one of her favorite bands, Blondie. And we just finished up side A, starting off with Hanging on the Telephone. And then One Way or Another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. Remember that in the clubs?
I do. I remember that. Sometimes before the DJ would show up, we would go to the jukebox and play that over and over and over.
Jukebox, yeah. Those of you that remember jukeboxes out there, God bless you. And then moving into Picture This, and then we went on to a track called Fade Away and Radiate. Very different track there. It was it starts out in a minor key, a lot of fuzzy guitar. You'd never heard that one before, huh?
I never have, no. We didn't get any play time here at all.
Yeah, I don't think it got any airplay in the U.S., but I played it on the LP, Brad's vinyl here, so I liked Fade Away and Radiate. Being the minor key aficionado and non-mainstream musical style person I am, guess who was on there from one of my other favorite bands from King Crimson? Robert Fripp. That's right, Robert Fripp. How about that? Playing guitar as a guest on Fade Away and Radiant. So, yeah, that explains why I like that one, huh? Then we moved into Pretty Baby, you know. Pretty Baby. That got some airtime, but you don't remember that one.
No, I don't remember that one either. No, I like it, though.
It's a good one. Yeah, it got airtime, definitely. Pretty Baby. And then, of course, finish up with I Know, But I Don't Know. Very odd lyrics there. So, anyways, yeah, Deborah Harry, Blondie, and the band getting their title from after the Truckers. What did the Truckers do?
They would drive past Deborah and then call her Blondie.
Yep, Deborah Harry getting the nickname Blondie. So they said, hey, that's a good name for the band. We'll take it. So they did that, and of course, Harry and Stein involved romantically. We talked about that already. Stein getting Chris Stein suffering from an illness later, actually, and Deborah Harry and him taking care of him for a while he was suffering from, some kind of life-threatening illness that affects the skin. So, yeah. And Parallel Lines. There's some stuff in here from Wiki about Parallel Lines and some of their songs. We were talking about Fade Away and Radiate. That's one of my songs that I like the most on this first side. It's rumored to be about falling in love with dead movie stars. How about that?
It said that Deborah would look at it, and I guess she would fantasize that Marilyn Monroe was her mother.
That's right, her birth mother, Marilyn Monroe, and she compares a flickering image on screen to the light of a dying sun. How about that? So, yeah, some of the lyrics are interesting there. It talks about silver pictures move so slow and wrapped like candy in a blue neon glow. Yeah, that's TV, that's video, all right. So, interesting stuff, very interesting stuff. So, let's go ahead and get on into side B now of Blondie's Parallel Lines, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
just go away.
Go away.
Oh, 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 don't you know? Don't wanna see you here no more. Pack it and move it. Oh, you spell, you really, O-U-G-F. Don't be bad. A Mad Hatter's parade. Sometimes you look like you just made an escape. Don't be mad or lose your Medicaid.
Right, just go away. Don't go away mad. Don't go away sad. Just go away.
That's funny.
Yeah, interesting lyrics there on side B. I am Brad to the Bone. We're finishing up side B of Blondie's Parallel Lines, starting out with 11:59. Then Will Anything Happen? Then Sunday Girl. Sunday Girl getting some airplay. Kind of a pleasant folk song there. And then moving into, of course, their hit single that made them popular all over the world.
Yep, Heart of Glass.
Heart of Glass, that's right. Blondie, Heart of Glass. And then moving into I'm Gonna Love You and Just Go Away. Heart of Glass, the first track that Blondie wrote, right?
Right. That was the only one that she actually had written, and had written it several years ahead, but she really wasn't ever happy with it. They tried it as a ballad and as
reggae. Yep.
Yeah, reggae.
They moved into reggae. They tried it that. And then when they were in the studio with their producer, what was their studio? Clem. Not Clem. whatever their producer was. The producer said, hey, have you tried this as disco? And they said no. And actually, they think Deborah Harry might have suggested trying it as disco because disco was getting big in 1978. And they redid it as disco, and guess what? Heart of Glass.
Biggest hit ever.
Yep.
When everybody thinks about disco, we just think of Heart of Glass.
That's right. Once I had a love, and it was a gas, and soon turned out to be a pain in the ass.
Well, they had to beep that out in the UK and here.
Yeah, BBC.
So they had to just change the lyrics.
Yeah. But I got the LP right here on Brad's Vinyl. You got a chance to listen to it. Live and full unedited version here. Brad to the Bone and Val, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Awesome show today. Parallel Lines, Blondie, Brad to the Bone out from Brad's Vinyl. We'll talk at you next time. Thanks for listening.